Republic of Texas Radio. Today's date is October 15th, 2023. We like to call it, hell, we don't really like to call it anything except, well, it's here. I don't really mind today too much. It's Sunday morning, and I've been up for a little bit of time, but my clock's been all cattywampus since, it's just been cattywampus, and maybe at some point it'll get straightened out, but who knows? It's more likely for an egg to lay a chicken than a schedule to get straightened out. Let's go to Alan, see if he's awake yet. Good morning, Alan.
Yeah, morning, Steve. Morning, RBN world. Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Just trying to get my eyesight after staring at the sun yesterday. That was quite interesting. You know, they call it a halo eclipse or something like that. You know, I was out watching it. Yes, I did have my welding mask, folks. I wasn't staring straight at the sun. But.
That's good. That's good. You know, I was wondering how that went for you. You know, I went out to the, by the way, folks, we had a solar eclipse yesterday, and so everybody was out and about in Fredericksburg. Actually, Kerrville, Texas, which is about 22 minutes away from our city, was like the, prime zone, and I don't know how they qualify the prime zone. This was a, how do they call it, a contorial, who cares? It's a, basically the moon went over the sun and left a ring around, a ring of the sun still left. So kind of like looked at a ring, you could look at it with glasses or like Alan was talking about, you can look at it with a welding mask and that works pretty well. But Kerrville was the big winner, but it was a strange thing going on in real reality, Alan, while people were gazing at the sun. You know what I found? I found people in the park, because me and my son went over to the park, and people were in the park, and I'm going like, this reminds me of when I grew up, when people went to parks and hung out and had picnics and talked to each other. And I'm like, what's going on? You know, why are people here? Right? You know, and I knew why I was here, and I guess I'm making a little bit of fun for it. But it's like one of those times where people get together and they're actually somewhere. Because parks are, ghost town nowadays, Alan. And I know you don't go to parks or anything like that. But if you go to municipal parks, for the most part, it's just, nobody. You know, back in the day, the parks were a place to go. Go hang out, have a picnic. Every picnic table was taken, you know, and you just wait and you scoped on people to see if they're getting ready to leave. And we'd run around as kids going, okay, there's a table over there. They look like they're going to leave, Mom. And so we slowly come over getting ready to pounce on the table.
Yeah. Hey, Steve, let me ask you this, Steve. Were most of the people that were sitting around with those little cardboard 3D glasses on, which I really wonder about the quality of those the filters on those lenses, folks, or did they have or did they download an almost total lunar eclipse app on their phone, and they had their smartphone pointing at the sky, and they were still staring at their smartphone? Mm-hmm. Which one was it?
Well, for the most part, I guess there were just people standing around, and they had their glasses. But then, it lasted for about an hour, if you're really talking about what it was, right? And maybe even longer, because the run-up started at 8 o'clock Central Standard. I'm sorry, 11 o'clock Central Standard Time was when I got the first phone call. Are you watching it? Oh, okay. And so you sit there and it started. I'm like, okay. And so you look up at the sun through your little cardboard glasses. And I did get some of those little cardboard glasses. One of my customers was giving them out. There was quite a few people just giving them out for free. And then there were people that are selling them for $2, $5, $1.25, whatever, you know. That's the world today, folks. things. But anyway, so these little glasses, they were out there, but for the most part, people were just standing around and waiting for the big moment that had happened somewhere around 12 o'clock. And I guess, so there's the waning and then the waxing and then the time, right? The time was, of course, when it was, the moon was in front of the sun and you could just see a circle around it. We didn't have a perfect circle. That was 20 miles away in Kerrville, Texas, was the perfect circle place. That's why NASA flew over there, Alan, and they were NASA-ing over in Kerrvillia. It's like, oh, crap.
Well, they've got a local center right there. It's called the Kerrville Airport. That's folks. The Kerrville Airport is like Mena, Arkansas now. I mean, it's a creepy little freaking place. It's been, there used to be a Mooney aircraft. They actually built planes there for a time. And I've told you all before, we went over to look at some work for the lady. Her husband was actually CEO of Mooney Aircraft. They lived right across the street from it. And they've been, they've probably driven that lady out by now. They did not want anyone there watching what was going on and knew the patterns at the airport and everything. Yeah, kind of creepy, but yeah, it doesn't surprise me at all, Steve, that NASA was there because they are there, and DARPA and whatever, CIA, whatever the hell you want to call the powers that be.
I hear you. Well, to answer your question, Alan, there was a lot of different types of personnel, right? People or humans out there staring at the sun. Most of them were sitting around with the little cheap glasses. Some of them had saw very few of these higher tech cheap little glasses, probably one-time wonders. They bought these things online and they wanted to have the best of the best of the whatever, and so the glasses probably they were probably made out of plastic. I really couldn't tell. But nobody really stayed up and watched the sun for too damn long, and I got bored just standing around in the park. Me and my son were just standing around with a whole bunch of people standing around, and we're like, well, let's go for a hike. And, we've still got 20 minutes, and then we head out on the hiking trail. And that was fascinating, watching the shadows of the sun and the moon, and, they cast a different shadow yesterday, because of the eclipse. But,
and the quality of the light, it's kind of almost surreal, it's like, It's almost dark, but it's not really dark, but it's not as light as it would be if the sun, it still looked like, if you looked at it, you couldn't tell it that there was anything over the sun unless you had the glasses, and it was just that weird, eerie quality to the whole surreal landscape around you with that diminution of sunlight.
Yeah, the favorite thing that I had happen yesterday, and I'm stubborn, Alan. I really have come to understand that I don't take direction very well from anybody, especially computers or people that are trying to direct me into an outcome that they want. At the end of the trail, as we walked along, me and my boy, we get to the end of the trail, and I'm kind of happy waiting, looking up at the sun, right, going, okay, it's coming up pretty dang quick, right? And I get to the end of the trail, and there's this guy camped out, and he's a super camper, right? No, he's damn serious. Oh, I'm sorry, I came to the end of the trail, and you're serious at the end of the trail. He's sitting in his little folding porta cherry, and he's got his watch out, he's got his rectangle out, and he's got all this other accoutrement sitting around, and he's, sitting there with a very stern look on his face going, And I go, wow, is this the end of the trail or just the beginning? And he goes, that's the trail to get out. You go that way. I go, oh, yeah, that's the trail to go out. Okay. Hey, boy, come on. We're going to sit right here. I didn't want to go to the trail to go out, but I don't want to be told to go down that trail, especially by a stuffy pumpernickel. I don't know what the hell he was, right?
Probably the guy that owns the observatory over here that got the Dark Skies Initiative started.
I don't know. He looked like some damn yuppie, right, that owned the place, that has no sense of humor. And maybe he's a little bit too damn serious about the moon coming in front of the sun. But maybe it's a serious thing. right? The Illuminati are going to take over the world next year.
But he had his rectangle sitting there next to him, probably saying, stare at the sun now. Stare at the sun now.
Yeah, his rectangle was in his hand. You know, he was worshiping the electronic beasts and gizmos. But, you know, he had quite a bunch of money in his, 5-foot circumference spread out on a park bench with his soft, cushy little foldy chair going, man, we sure have gone a long way away from reality.
Well, Steve, what is it, next April? I think this coming April, you know, we're gonna get the full apocalypto effect of the solar eclipse. You know, we Fredericksburg is supposed to be like the prime location for the total obliteration of the sun, so all the hearts will stop being ripped out of everyone and heads chopped off and thrown down the steps of the Mayan pyramids and everything. Next year is supposed to be really cool.
It is fascinating to have a dry run before the big flood, right? You know, because this is the dry run where we saw people in the park, and I was looking at the people in the park and I'm going, okay, so next year is going to be 10, 15 times that. Our population here is, they say it's around 10,000, right? You know, give or take. And then they say there's 10,000 people in the county that come into Fredericksburg. So that's 20,000. I don't know where they get these numbers, but they're estimating 40 to 60,000 people are going to be coming to town next year. And we're going, well, how the hell are you going to do that? Right. And everybody's going, well, OK, how the hell are we going to do that? I talked to my restaurant owners and they talked about their resupplying and everything. And one of the big concerns is, if you guys better order early, because there's going to be no moving around town. There's just going to be a big traffic jam. So if you want a semi to get over to your store to drop off an emergency bagel or two, he ain't going to get it, right? So everybody's trying to figure that out. So, fascinating.
Well, Steve, I know, as far as I could understand, it's like almost every, or if not all, of the B&Bs and I guess probably the hotel rooms and everything else are already pre-booked for that point in next April.
A lot of them are. A lot of them definitely are. But some of them haven't actually opened the floodgates yet. And so there was two different camps. There's actually three different camps, right? The ones that have been selling their motel rooms for about a year or two. And they just said, well, give me the money. You pay the money and you get your room on, 2024. Right, and they go, okay, but what happens if something goes wrong and like it's going to be overcast? Well, screw you. You want it or you don't want it? And so your room that normally costs $120, it's really expensive to stay here. You start around, $120 to get a room. Now this would turn a $120 room to $400 to $600 and then require you to have a 2 or 3 night stay. So I know people that are charging $800 a night, 3 room, 3 night stay. That's wow. $2,200, $2,400.
No refunds for an act of God like clouds or anything like that.
No, there's no refund. But they are going to get a little basket in their room, and they'll probably get some free glasses. But hey, whatever. It's going to be quite fascinating. I left this little rehearsal dry run of the eclipse a little bit after the sun hit its peak optimized circle type thing and started waning. And I said, okay, let's get out of here before all these cars try to leave. And so did everybody else. A lot of them did. And I went to go shopping over at our grocery store, and holy crap, I've never seen a parking lot so empty. I thought it was actually shut down. I'm going, guess everybody else is looking up at the sun too.
I'm sure all the fancy restaurants had like eclipse burgers and eclipse steaks and eclipse salads and all kinds of stuff, special items on the menu.
Yeah, I guess there's a lot of booze sold after that time for sure, because it'll be like 1 o'clock. Hey, you want some booze? Come over here to Wino's. Yeah, do that. I don't know. Well, that was a lot of time spent talking about the, what's it called, man?
One of the few natural wonders left on the planet.
Yeah, I guess what's going on, you know, on the world. I really appreciate the time that you're just seeing all those people. You know, it reminds me of the great days in my life. I grew up in a concrete jungle, concrete and asphalt for the most part since I was about 12. So I didn't grow up cruising through the swamps like Alan did. And it wasn't swamps, right? You call them river bottoms? You
know, they're
kind of swamps, but with less swampy.
Yeah, you have sloughs aspect. And bogs and all kinds. Yeah, it was not quite the swamps of like Louisiana or Florida, but, you know, a lot of water.
Mm-hmm. So we had like parks and then creeks, right? And then, asphalt everywhere and buildings. Oh, my God, there were buildings. And cops. The cops were everywhere, but, you know, they didn't
but,
like
but you had, you had parks with people playing frisbee and football and lawn darts and, you know, safe stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, and so there is that longing for those days. There's some people that don't even, and this is what a lot of people don't understand. They do not even know what those days are. And they're tired of hearing us talk about it like that. They're like, well, I don't know anything about that. You know, I've always had an iPhone. And I'm going, damn, yep. What? You know, that's kind of crazy. And I don't know what that's like. But I kind of grew up in the cusp of all that stuff with a little bit of the tech and a lot of the other tech. Hey, Wag the Dog is playing out in front of us. And I know this is kind of a segue. And a lot of people may be tired of talking about Wag the Dog, right, which is a movie from the great old days of the 90s. And it talked about when, a fictional U.S. government tried to pull one over. No, sorry, did pull one over in the film, right, on the American people and created an entire war. Right around, nonsense, right? It's basically nonsense made up, and it doesn't matter if they lie to you because it just doesn't matter, right? It's who owns the media or who tricks the media into doing stuff. So I've been seeing that.
See, that was the days of Bill Clinton and his cigar antics, and it's like, well, let's go to war with Bosnia. Well, why Bosnia? Well, why not Bosnia?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was Albania, but whatever. Who's crossing T's anyways?
I know.
You know, it was just damn funny. And now we're in this, like, this slew of, we've got a Wag the Dog that started. I think it's Wag the Dog. Does anybody disagree? I wonder sometimes, and I have to keep asking myself, am I just pretending that this is Wag the Dog? Right? Because it could be a real blowback. Right, so we could say this is real blowback, this whole Palestinian prisoners and the Israeli masters that they're fighting. But it sure looks damn funny. You know, the Palestinians are flying these copters straight out of, straight out of the Road Warrior, right? You know, they took this little... Well, I guess it's a paraglider, and it's a little motorized thing, and as two Palestinian terrorists or Hamas terrorists, right, they've got to keep our labels, right? Right? They're Hamas, not Palestinians. There's difference. There's no difference. They want to kill them both. Right? So might as well call them whatever you want to call them. But anyways, so Wag the Dog. They set the stage. They have a cyberpunk Road Warrior-esque type look and feel. And I've got a few different things that I want to play today on that. But we bring that back to an early Wag the Dog. And this one, it's kind of a long clip, Alan. And we're going to play that after the bottom of the hour. It's Democracy Now. You love change.org, don't you? Isn't that such a great thing? You know, propaganda arm of the lefties, right? Is that a pun?
Oh, anyways.
Yeah. But this has to do with George Bush, King of the Jungle. You know, he started this back in 91. And, well, the left loves to trot out, you know, the misdoings of the right side of the Uniparty. We'll play that for you here. But that'll be after the bottom of the hour. We will also be taking calls. And I got one that's coming up. Yeah, we'll try to get that one in at the next break. Republic of Texas Radio.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom, illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Okay, yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah, sorry about that. All right. So, I don't know. I missed that break. I got distracted, and, you know, there's a lot to do around here. Before the break, I was kind of going on or leading in about how the Wag the Dog and, you know, all that other stuff is going on. And our current Wag the Dog, which may be a big one. It may not be. I don't know. It's definitely a damn curious point of, time. You know, we've got the left that's going crazy about, you know, the Palestinians have been prisoners of the Israelis in their own land for over 75 years. And the right, oh, you can't say that. That's Israeli land. Going, y'all are wacko. Hey, Sam, I've got one in there. I think it's called Clip one. Let me just double check on that. Yeah. Clip one comes from an Israeli rabbi, right? And man, it's refreshing at times like these. Sometimes, well, Jewish folks usually tell you the truth. Usually, right? You know, but sometimes they lie to you. They lie to you and tell you the truth. But you got to figure out what it is. Yeah. No. Don't play that one, the MP3. You know, let me look at... That's fine. Let's see. It's Twitter. Yep, it's the Twitter. Keith Woodward Woods or something like that. Go ahead and wrap or cue that up. Let me know when you got it, and then we'll play it. Damn. All right. Here we go, folks. Let's see how this plays.
Just to call it as it is and say it straight out, you know, you guys are worshiping one Jew. That's a mistake. You should be worshiping every single one of us, because we all die for your sins every single day. And that's exactly what's going on here. Yeah. We're all God's firstborn, and we're dying for your sins right now, because the Jewish people in the land of Israel are the bulwark against the orcs. Mm-hmm. Okay? The orcs are coming not to a theater near you, but to your home. I just want to say this to our Christian friends.
That's a rabbi. I couldn't believe it at first. Well, actually, I didn't have that hard of a time believing that somebody would be so brazen to say that everybody should worship the Jews, literally.
Yeah, Steve, I think I've heard that at least once somewhere this week. And I think he goes on to say, it's like, you worship just one Jew. You ought to be worshiping all of us Jews, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's that little guy I heard say that.
Yeah. And the funniest part about that, Alan, is that is Zionism in a whole, right? You know, they are the ultimate, right? That religion is, well, we are the only religion, and screw you. It's kind of like, okay, but everybody kind of, whatever. You know, I met some Zionists when I was in, did I say that with a bad inflection, Zionists? But it was funny. You know, I was in New York, and I was with my sister, and we were over at a house, and one of these ladies came over, and she was talking all this and talking all that and being very degrading to her and to me. And I'm like going, what the hell? And then, you know, I'm like, hey, you know, that chick was just off the cuff. And she's like, yeah, she's just mean. She's a Zionist. She thinks that we're trash. I go, what do you mean we're trash? Well, if you're not Jewish, you're trash to her. I'm going, oh, she's racist. No, she's Zionist. I'm like, what? I don't get it. I'm just a kid. How do you be racist and violent? What do you think, Alan? Same. But
you look white to me. No, I'm not white. I'm a Jew. It's like, okay. So your religious aspect that makes your color. It's like, aren't there black Jews? I guess a black Jew isn't black, and a brown Jew isn't brown. If, you know, I know there are, you know, a few strange, you know, hangers-on out there, and the real Jews don't like those pretend Jews, I guess.
And they don't want to talk about Jews, right? You can't even say the word Jew without being. That's the music. We'll be right back, but we're going to go somewhere different. Well, to the same. Back to the Wags of the Dog in a moment. Republic of Texas Radio.
Truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to heartdrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
All right. For a matter of expediency, that means to try to hurry things up. I break into the clip. Anyways, I'm just mumbling right now. I want to play this clip for you. This is from Democracy Now. It's about 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago, and they outline, well, the false flag of 1991 and George Bush. It's a little bit of a long clip, and I'll break into the, you know, towards the end, probably. Let's see how much we go through. Crank it up, Sam.
This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez.
Well, a national day of mourning has been declared following the death of former President George H.W. Bush, who died Friday at the age of 94. The post office and other federal agencies are closed for the day. A funeral service for Bush is being held today at the Washington National Cathedral. Former Presidents Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Jimmy Carter, and Bush's son, George W. Bush, will attend, as will President Trump, who was not invited to speak. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush explained why President Trump was not speaking by saying, quote, "It's because we have a unique circumstance here. My brother was president, first dibs, as we used to say." A second funeral will be held on Thursday in Houston, where George H.W. Bush will be buried. Well, we continue now to look back at the legacy of the 41st president. Bush only served one term in the Oval Office, but the blowback from his 1991 invasion of Iraq is still being felt today. Although the Gulf War technically ended in February 1991, the U.S. war on Iraq would continue for decades, first in the form of devastating sanctions and then in the 2003 invasion launched by George H.W. Bush's son, George W. Bush. Thousands of U.S. troops and contractors remain in Iraq today.
When you look back now at a largely forgotten aspect of Bush's war in Iraq, the vast domestic propaganda campaign that occurred in the United States before the invasion began, the story centers on a young Kuwaiti woman named Nayira. On October 10, 1990, the 15-year-old girl gave riveting testimony before Congress about the horrors inside Kuwait after Iraq invaded.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, my name is Nayira, and I just came out of Kuwait. My sister, with my five-day-old nephew, traveled across the desert to safety. There was no milk available for the baby in Kuwait. They barely escaped when their car was stuck in the desert sand, and help came from Saudi Arabia. I stayed behind and wanted to do something for my country. The second week after invasion, I volunteered at the Al-Adan Hospital with 12 other women who wanted to help as well. I was the youngest volunteer. The other women were from 20 to 30 years old. While I was there, I saw the Iraqi soldiers come into the hospital with guns. They took the babies out of the incubators. Took the incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor. It was horrifying.
Okay, that's enough. Forget it. I can't help but laugh when I hear that, Alan. You know, I remember back in the day, you know, when that happened. Now it's just so comical. It was all a lie. You know? It was all a lie. How many lies were we fed in the 90s that we blatantly see right now? Ugh. Are you still there? Or did you run away for this?
Yeah, no. I'm still here.
I mean, can you believe that?
Yeah, that brought back memories of a time when I was mesmerized to a point. You know, did not have the information that I have at this point in time. Did I believe it totally? No, kind of like 9/11. Didn't believe that totally. Oklahoma City, didn't believe that totally. It was a more confusing time. You know, in ways. What that little girl ended up being, what, like a Kuwaiti princess or something
and
like that?
And it never happened. They can't confirm. Yeah, she was the daughter of the ambassador to the United States for Kuwait, right? And so she got up there, and they even know what group, taught her, instructed on her, or instructed her, gave her the script. Okay, lie like this. You do this. Who knows where that lady or that chick is? That girl?
Yeah. What was it? Was it the American University or what? Yeah, I remember that did come out that she was actually trained and prepared for that script.
So she played a lot of the role of the Albanian girl in Wag the Dog.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
In Wag the Dog. They had, and folks, if you haven't seen Wag the Dog, well, I can't tell you to go see a movie, you know, but it sure is revealing, you know, for the most part, it's incredibly revealing. And hang on, Lynn, we'll get to you here in a second. It is very revealing, you know, what they do and how they do it, but you could see it all over. That clip from Democracy Now! Was going to go on to talk about the lies that they told you about the weapons of mass destructions that talked about Saddam Hussein. And, of course, we went into Afghanistan because of Saddam Hussein, right? You know, and they're like, well, no, what? No, we didn't go into it. Yeah, we did. I was there. They beat two drums at once, and they got you in the region, and then they went for Afghanistan to go after the people that took down the towers. And, you know, if you believe that.
Who can forget Colin Powell standing up at the United Nations and, you know, with a little bottle of sulfur saying, it's yellowcake uranium. They're going to kill us.
And, you know, people that weren't there. Right, you know, and they get two things. One thing from the internet, chunks of truth all over the place on the internet, chunks of misinformation, and then the full-on government conspiracy theory about the hijackers, the Saudis, that took over some planes and crashed them into buildings. And that's just another damn conspiracy theory. But there is a conspiracy. Well, let's see where Lynn's at right now before I continue on, and we'll move on to that. Hey, Lynn, what's going on?
I appreciate you both, and especially Sam. Thank you. If you're pulling clips, if you can find one, it's not even 20, 30 seconds, and it's the opposite of what you just heard. It's former Prime Minister Naftali Bennett, and it was Democracy Now!, I believe it was Friday, and it's Naftali Bennett, and it has to do with the Gazan hospitals and the babies in incubators, and about how the fact you need to hear his response to, I think it was a Skywatch reporter asking him about what's going to happen when there's no power. Now, these people in Gaza matter. You know, they matter. I have this great book about Zionism and all of that, the Balfour Declaration, the whole nine yards, the history, and it's written from a pro perspective. And I can tell you, it tells the history. Let's not be stupid here, because what I can tell you, it didn't take long. Iran is now the problem. Okay, so of course we're all in this up to our eyeballs. This is the Lusitania. This is Pearl Harbor. This is everything that pulls us in. And if we don't stand up and say not only no, hell no, enough. You know, why is it Israel is our ally here and we have to defend them? And even President Biden himself was passing that damn thing that another man said this morning, the lie that Hamas was chopping off babies' heads. Now I have a question, because I'm not online and I haven't paid the bill for my paper, so I don't have a newspaper. Those people that came in that gate, were they identifiable? Did they have on hoods, or were they identifiable?
You know, I don't even know. I don't watch a lot of that stuff. But, yeah, they're identifiable. Every single person.
The press briefing with the State Department with Matt Miller, the journalist brought up the fact that Egypt had notified Israel. Netanyahu had all the details of what Hamas had planned. They just did not know when. So how convenient that they moved all the guards away from that gate that's always heavily guarded, because we can't let those people, you know, leave to do anything. And we have to keep them in their prison. And then they kill all these people, behead people. Biden even tells the whole world that. None of that's true. They didn't behead any babies. And there's all this BS. And it pushed every button about the Israeli people, about the Holocaust. Now, listen, I understand that part about doing that. And, of course Netanyahu did that, because his butt is on fire because of his crimes. And
hey,
so
Lynn,
what did they do? He pulled up all the reservists who said they would not go to war.
Hey, Lynn, this is all for your reaction. It's trying to get you all
worked up. But everybody's reacting, and it is to get us in a war with Iran.
You understand what's going on, and you need to keep a level head. When you get
that's
emotional
right,
and try
we
to
need
tell
to
people what to do and how to think.
And stick with
well,
the facts.
Well, that's what everybody's doing. The left's doing, the right's doing, you know, and we're the alternate media. We already know some of this stuff. Do you believe
okay,
the
like
stuff
the
that they're sitting
people.
There?
The left and the right were in the streets demonstrating what they were going to do to the Supreme Court. That is what this stems from, but that's not what this is snowballed into, where we have three warships over there. Let's remember the USS Liberty here, and let's wake other people up to that, because I can tell you there are two generations of people who know nothing.
That's true. But you're not going to get through to them by going there and being emotional and telling
them. No, I do it by getting on the phone with about 100 of them.
All right. Good deal. Well, thank you. Thank you for calling.
Other than
I understand
speak
that this
yourself.
Is a very, very emotional type situation. And it's just, and it could be the end of the world. It
I mean,
sure the hell could
be. Yesterday in Washington Journal, but, I heard people call in and speak truth to this.
Thanks, Lynn. We're gonna keep going. I have a full schedule, but we will take callers here in a little bit. But I do appreciate you calling in. They are, it looks like a false flag. I'm going to give it that, right? I really do. There's just too many things. But I don't know, Alan. I really don't. You know, when we're talking about all this stuff, Lynn brought up the fact that, well, allegedly they left a gate opened or something, right? And everybody rushed in and they came in by air and then they came in by tunnels and some of them just materialized. And
Steve, I heard the gates were welded open, Steve.
Wrong border,
folks,
Alan.
Folks,
border.
I mean, all of our listeners out there probably understand this. It's like the Israelis have probably the best, if not one of the best, you know, if not the best intelligence service. They've got satellite, you know, viewing of everything. They know where every frickin' camel is in the desert around the area. They know where every frickin' Palestinian is. They know when they wash their clothes, if they've got water, you know. You know that they know when they get up and cook, you know, an aardvark for breakfast. You know, it's just insanity to think, and it's like that these little paragliders came through and the fences were ripped open and oh, the cameras just happened not to work. It's like, folks, there are cameras in the sky that see freaking everything. The technology that's being brought.
Her name's called, her name, if she existed. This reminds me an awful lot about the school shooting. God, which one? The one that Alex Jones is being, you know, he's in trouble for saying it. Sandy Hook, right? Because I remember when Sandy Hook went down, I was getting calls from my Patriot friends. I guess they called them Patriot friends at the time. They'd call me up and go, Sandy Hook, oh my God, I can't believe people fell for that. It's real and it never happened. And da 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 da. I'm going, what the hell? You're so damn emotional, right? Calm down. You don't know any of this. But no, I do. I looked and I saw this video and all this other crap. I'm starting to get that reaction now from a lot of people about this Israel thing. But they don't like to call me lately because they already know that I'm not wired to say I love Israel. I don't think that Israel should be a nation. I thought that was theft of Palestinian land. And I've been saying that for years now in a pretty logical manner and whatever. And they know when that's what I'm going to say. But anyways, back to the false flag. The chick, the girl with the kitten that was running across the stage and wagged the dog. They've got one of those, right? They've got... they've got the guy from Road Warrior flying across in a helicopter type thing, but this time it's a, you know, parachute with an AK-47. Da, 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 da. That's their Air Force. And then they've got Shani Louk, right? Louk. She was just a hot chick, 22 years old, dressed in nearly nothing, that liked to go to festivals or raves. They called it a rave. They called it a festival. And, well, her festival or rave was raided by a bunch of Hamas, right? And they went in there and they grabbed her and took her, raped her, killed her. But it turns out she wasn't raped and killed. She was just, well, we don't really know. But they did have footage of her, and I did take a look at the footage, by the way, of this Shani Louk. She was a German-Israeli girl, and everybody goes, oh, you can't make fun of the people because this is all just dastardly, dirty stuff that Hamas did to these Israelis that never did anything bad to anybody. They're just good people. We've got to kill all the Palestinians. I mean, Hamas.
And her grandparents died in the Holocaust. You can't say anything bad about her, Steve.
Yeah, well, Shani Louk was a German-Israeli girl. She was a tattoo artist, right? And one of her, and I can't confirm this one, but one of the news articles I saw, Shani Loke, that was captured by the Palestinians, is now is a hostage. Actually, her mother, and I have this clip, and we may or may not play that clip at some point. Her mother very calmly tells us that Shani Loke, her daughter, is now in a Palestinian hospital where she's being treated for head wounds. And it's kind of like going, well, check, you know, your daughter, kind of looks like a slut, is in Palestine, and the Israelis are attacking it, and you're calmly talking about this. I feel like I'm looking at some kind of an actor thing. But anyways, going back to it, she's the star of the show. The hot 22-year-old tattoo artist. Oh, my God. I wonder if she uses an Apple phone. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio. She probably uses Android.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com. So
we're back. I just want to kind of reiterate something that I said in the last segment, to keep your head on, right? And I don't mean to say it that way, but it's very important. I've got a clip here of a right-wing nutter going off when addressing the sheer facts of the matter of the Palestinians versus the Israelis. And why does that matter to us, right? I mean, it can get very emotional for a lot of people, right? The world's about to end. Sure could be. Second aircraft carriers pulling into the Persian the Persian Gulf right now. And he's coming. They're going to attack the Hamas. No, they're not. They're going to attack, well, most likely they're going to try to do a war with the Iranians and stuff like that. And that's not going to play, but it's going to be a Russian war. No, and the Chinese are going to get into it. Nah, we've got to save the children. You know, everybody's getting emotional. And it sucks, Alan. It really sucks to hear the talking points of the left being belittled by the right with inside of the Uniparty, and they're sitting there, you know, going, we've got to stand behind Israel. The other ones are like, Israel's a bunch of criminals, at least international criminals, and they don't define killing people for, well, I don't know. It's a damn murderous country, I gotta say. Right, and I'm not talking about the Jews. I'm talking about Israel. And some Jews may be murderous and some whatever. I don't want to be an apologist either.
Alan, no, once again, Steve, for the most part, it's the government. You know, they tell us that they create your enemies. They tell us who our enemies are. They tell you who you're going to go fight and kill for democracy and freedom. You know, and like I bring up, it's like, you know, my relatives left Germany because they were tired of being, you know, under the rule of a monarch for all these centuries and eons, came over here for some freedom. Then not too long after they were here, they were told to go back over to the country they left and kill their relatives because the government said so.
Yeah, and that's kind of where we're at right now. It's not fun. That chick that I was talking about, the Shani Loke, she's the next. Well, she was an attempt at a poster child, and she probably isn't played out yet. You know, she's cute. She goes out there and dances sexy in a desert rave brought to you by Coca-Cola, and then she gets hauled off, and everybody goes, well, what happened to her? And her mom comes, and she says, well, we know now she's alive, and we don't know anything. That last week I heard her roommate came out and said, hey, her landlord's evicting her, and he doesn't care if she's, you know, been kidnapped by Hamas. He wants his money. I'm going, there's that stereotypical, forget it. I don't even want to go there. I tried to look that up again, you know, right before the show, to try to say that I've confirmed this account. I just laughed about it before, right? Because, well, I mean, most landlords, I don't know, the people that I've rented from, they probably would give me a little bit of grace if I was, you know, kidnapped and maybe dead, and they'll be all, well, let me wait a minute, right? You know, just wait a minute. Okay, I'm sorry, I'll calm down too, but I got more clips to come. You're also welcome to call in. Hour 2's coming up. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
Praise the Mother Earth and the Father Sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.